Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Facial recognition for humans has been very successfully used to recognise emotion and tell how a person is feeling. But what about in farm animals? Researchers from Cambridge University have devised an artificial intelligence computer system that has a practical application in that it's able to detect pain and could allow farmers to detect a range of diseases. Professor Peter Robinson has been leading the research and he joins us now. How are you today, Peter?
Very well, thank you. Hello, Tom.
Did I read that this, the interest or the idea that the faces of animals, you know, show emotions, that goes all the way back to Darwin?
It does indeed, yes. Charles Darwin wrote a book about 10 years after he published his famous work on the origin of species. He wrote another book on the expression of the emotions in man and animals. And he was talking about the way that mainly that people express emotions in their faces, and seeing that is a way that we communicate things silently to each other. But he also was interested in the way that animals can do this. There are very obvious ways in which domestic pets like dogs and cats can show affection or anger. And it's sort of been lurking there in the background for whatever it is now, about 140 years, and we thought it would be interesting to see if we could actually make something of it.
So to make something of it, you have to really study the science of how facial recognition works, don't you? How does it actually work?
It's a lot of complicated computer science. But what we do, and we've been doing for a number of years, is looking at people's faces, trying to help machines understand these things we call social signals, these hidden signals in people's facial expressions, tone of voice, body posture and gesture, which is all part of human communication. And normally when you're talking to someone, you look at their face to see the effects that your words are having on them. Now, of course, that's rather difficult on the radio, and especially difficult when you're doing a telephone interview on the radio. But in an ideal world, we'd be looking at each other's faces, and I could look at your face and see if you were bored or interested, confused or understanding. And if you're lucky, I'd change what I was doing accordingly and tailor what I'm saying to you.
And it's why face-to-face interviews are worth their weight in gold.
I'd love to fly over and join you, but there we are. People who can't do this are at a social disadvantage. It's people with autism spectrum conditions. And in that sense, computers are autistic because they just ignore these facial expressions, and even voice recognition systems ignore the tone of voice, the way that people are saying things. So we've been looking at that. And what we have to do for faces is we just point an ordinary webcam at your face and pick out the face and the outline of the face and some key features. The eyes are very expressive. The mouth is quite important. Obviously, they're looking whether you're smiling or your mouth is agape in shock or whatever it might be. And we then have a huge collection of videos of actors acting different emotions. And we use a process called machine learning. It's a sort of statistical technique to identify from the example videos what the important characteristics are, and then we can estimate what we think the person is showing. And we're pretty good at it. So anyway, we thought we'd apply that to animals.
Therein lies the next question. How do you transfer that to sheep?
Just the same as you do with people. And Darwin, in his book, described the muscles in the face that are activated in response to different emotions. And our colleagues in the vet school here in Cambridge, Dr. Krista McLennan and some of her colleagues, had been developing a facial expression analysis scale to detect pain in sheep. And they happened to live sort of in the next door building to us, and we met in the coffee bar one day and said, well, that's interesting. I wonder if we could do this for sheep. So we had to adapt our system so that it recognized sheep faces rather than people faces. And then the sheep have different actions in the face, different muscles that move. And we were particularly interested in pain, because that's actually the thing that worries you most. If you've got sheep out in the field, you want to know if they've got foot rot or something, and that's expressed in their faces. And there are five different ways that they can show this in their face, in their eyes, drawing the cheeks in, folding the ears down, pulling the lips back, flaring the nostrils. And We just had to use our computer vision techniques to spot those in the sheep and then, again, train it with examples to estimate the pain level in the sheep.
And when you do that, how accurate would it be?
Well, we reckon we're about accurate about 70% of the time, which is not too different from people estimating it. So pretty good.
Right. And then how do you put that into use? Where, how does this help, say, a farmer?
Yeah, well, that is a different problem. We, of course, do all this in the comfort of our labs using photographs that our veterinary colleagues have got for us in the field. If you were taking this out into the field, well, of course, one thing is sheep aren't very good at posing in front of cameras, people you can persuade to face the camera. But you could imagine you might put a camera above a water trough on the hillside, so that the sheep would just naturally be facing it when they came to get a drink. And you could do the analysis, and if you saw a sheep that you thought was in pain, identify it. Now, actually, what we're not very good at is recognizing which sheep it is from its face. Farmers are actually surprisingly good at that, but we're not. But you can imagine having radio tags, which most animals, farm animals, are tagged with nowadays. So you just read the radio tag at the same time as you analyze its face, and then if you were worried, somebody could go out and look for that sheep on the hillside.
Right. So the payoff here for the farmer is that he also could be sitting over a nice cup of coffee and a computer screen and just see that, you know, one of his sheep is looking pained and in discomfort. And then when it suits him, he can go into the field and find him.
That's right. I mean, sheep farming involves an awful lot of walking around the hillside in rain.
I would imagine so.
And we might be able to just help and spot it sooner, of course, is the important. These things can be treated quite easily if you can catch them early.
Right, so I'd say the farmers will take your arm off this. It means spending a little bit less time wandering around fields.
Well, that would be good. I mean, I'm sure there'll be other practical problems like sheep nibbling at the cameras and so on. But these are practical things that I'm sure we can work on.
There will be a solution, I'm sure. Peter, thank you very much for joining me. That's a fascinating insight into future developments in sheep facial recognition. Professor Peter Robinson of Cambridge Computer. There are, sorry, the Laboratory University on that.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.